From the studios of VK Media and streamed over the Broadband Box Office Network, it's the Greater Jersey Buzz, covering Greater New Jersey and beyond. We bring you interviews with authors, athletes, musicians, poets, and singers, the movers and shakers of our time. And now, here's your hosts, Lou and Daisy.
Well, hello out there. We're so delighted to be here again.
Hello.
We have Daisy.
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear you. I just heard hello.
Hello.
That was Daisy, folks. And you know, I wish I had. We were on TV so you guys can see Daisy. She is so gorgeous.
Oh, stop.
And, well, she's got him waiting in line, but she says she doesn't need any more competition.
What?
no, seriously, folks. She's a terrific young lady. She's new with the show. She's been here a couple of months, doing a great job. And yes, she is beautiful and very, very intelligent young lady.
Thank you.
But you know, I do want to say hello to our affiliates all over the world, and we do have affiliates all over the world. And I'd like to wish everybody peace and love, as I usually do. There's so many things that go wrong in this world that affect us all. We're all brothers and sisters. So peace and love. And what do you think, Daisy? Peace and love? You think that fits the
peace,
theme
here? Peace, love,
and by the
laughter.
Way, we have some guests here tonight, folks. Do not miss this show. But I have an entertainer here that Daisy's going to introduce.
Yes.
Who is totally
we're going to have you in stitches, people. We're going to just going to have you laughing. But before we introduce our wonderful guest.
I can't wait to see the act.
We first have to welcome our sponsors.
Oh, well, yeah, sure. That's who pays the bills.
So our wonderful sponsors, Lynn's Hyundai, located on 401 Bloomfield Avenue in Bloomfield. They have the highest customer-rated New Jersey Hyundai dealer. They provide the community with fantastic Hyundai vehicles, used Hyundai vehicles, as well as a great selection and customer satisfaction in the tri-state area.
And
so
see
stop
Joe
on
Cassese
by.
Over there, Daisy.
Yes, yes.
Joe
What's
Cassese,
his name?
That's
Joe's
our guy.
Joe Cassese?
Joe Cassese.
I'm on my way.
Yeah, he'll give you a deal. He'll tell you what you need better than you know what you need yourself.
Great.
That's a good dire up there.
Again, they're located on 401 Bloomfield Avenue in Bloomfield. And also, let's welcome...
Do you only bought 7 cars from them?
Have I?
I did. I bought 7 cars from them.
What do you need with 7 cars? You can only drive one at a time.
It took me,
oh, one for a different day of the week.
Every day of the week? No. I'm not Donald Trump. You have me confused.
Also, let's welcome the 8 Ciccolini Brothers Home Furnishings and Appliances. They're located at 537 Franklin Avenue in Nutley, New Jersey. They carry a full inventory of appliances. Whether you're looking to buy a new stove, oven, refrigerator, dishwasher, washer, dryer, they have it in stock. Again, the 8 Ciccolini Brothers, 537 Franklin Avenue in Nutley, New Jersey.
And they're Lou's cousins. They are my cousins.
They're your cousins.
Yeah, they're my cousins. Thank God I got cousins. Otherwise, I don't know where I'd go.
Okay, so let's welcome our guests. I can't wait.
Oh, man, neither can I.
Put your hands together for Adam Kerr. Adam Kerr. Yes.
Adam Kerr. Folks, I am so impressed with this gentleman. Daisy, I would like to have you formally introduce him because I know it's you brought him in, and I was unaware.
I found them on the streets.
How talented this young man is, and he is young, and he's extremely talented, and he plays up and down the East Coast, all the casinos. He's been all around, all over the place, and he is genuinely a wonderful young man. I mean, in his heart.
Hi, Adam.
Hello, how's everyone doing? Thank you, Lou. Thank you, Daisy.
You're
for
welcome.
This wonderful show.
Thank you for coming on.
I didn't know I was a mover and shaker. I had no idea.
You're going to be. Okay?
I don't like to move. You can tell by my gigantic stomach that I don't move. And a shaker, I do. I have tremors. I don't know if you know that. So you got half of it right. So thank you for having me.
We got all salt and pepper.
Yeah, who knows? I just came from Napa. So the shaking part's apt.
Adam, how long have you been into comedy?
How long have I been doing comedy?
Both.
I've been into comedy since I was born.
Okay.
All right?
So you were in and out normally.
Yeah, well,
wait a minute.
Sorry.
Okay,
nasty.
Wait.
He is Daisy. He's
yes.
a born comedian.
He's
there
a born comedian.
That's
okay.
The way I interpret it.
That's what I tell people.
But at what point did you know that you wanted to be a
this
comedian?
This is the story. Okay,
let's
this
hear
is
it.
A good story. Now, my parents tell me, that, yeah, actually, it's real. So this goes to what we were talking about prior to the show. Is my mother and father, I can say, this is their story. I came up when I was 4 years old. Came up, Mom, Dad, I want to be a stand up comedian. And then my parents turned pale and nearly crapped themselves because I was the most serious kid they ever met. They said, this kid's not going anywhere. And that's the support I got from my family. Hey, this kid, he ain't going anywhere. You're going to be a car salesman over in Hyundai. That's what I'm going to do over there. But that's since then. And I don't remember that at all. I was four. Mm-hmm. That's according to them. And then I waited a long time to get started.
Did you know, or did you feel like you were like a natural? Like, did you practice in front of the family, like at Thanksgiving, Christmas?
Yeah, it was always my mom. My mom was a big influence. She was the one's like, you got to get out there. She was an actress. She was in commercials. She sang. She did everything. So I came from a performing family. Mm-hmm. I had no choice but to be impoverished. You know what I mean? So my mother, she's like, get out there. So I would practice in front of them. And I remember this as a fact. I was practicing in one of her houses that she lived in many. And she said it was haunted. Well, I didn't believe her until I started trying an act. And I swear to God, hand to God, someone banged on the floor beneath me telling me to stop doing my act. I swear, something bounced.
No.
Yes, a bang should have invited ghost hunters because that's how bad I was. That I woke the dead. They're resting in peace. And so I said, you ever hear the one? And then I got a hit beneath my feet.
They're like, yeah, we heard it. Bang.
You played at all the casinos, or a lot of casinos, I should say. Yeah. In Vegas included?
Vegas, very few Vegas. Reno, yes, Reno, yeah, definitely. Reno. Yeah.
Which do you like? Which did you enjoy working for?
Which one?
I know you enjoyed them all, but
all of them are great.
Which one were impressing?
Oh, you know what? You know who treated me very nice was the Silver Legacy in Reno. They were very nice. Yeah. That's where they do the bowling movie. What was that? Kingpin? Do you ever see that movie?
No.
Fantastic movie.
Is that with
With Randy Quaid?
Yes.
Yes. That's where they filmed that. The Silver Legacy. Okay, so if anyone knows where that is, it's in Reno, beautiful place.
Are you going to go back there?
Oh, sure, absolutely, yeah.
How about out of the country? Did you ever do anything out of the country?
Nothing out of the country yet. Staying home with my son, doing a lot.
I could see you doing that. I could see you all over the world.
I think they want me out of the country.
Like, no, I don't think so.
They want me to go. They say, why don't you try this somewhere else? How about France?
How do you come up with your material? Like, do you get inspired from true stories?
Everything's
like
true.
And
you know how everything is. Comedy's exaggerated. But, yeah, it's all from family. My wife hates it.
Well, I'll tell you got it, kid.
What do I have?
You have talent.
Is it on me?
You have a lot of talent.
And you know what? You're cute, too.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
That's from Daisy. Daisy to say that. It's got to be true.
There's got to be something with Daisy.
You know, I've been waiting for her to say that to me for 5 years.
You know, Daisy's like,
never even said, you got a nice smile. Nothing.
I'm surprised. You're into, what are you into? Long walk box on the leech and fat bellies, sweaty pale guys?
I said, Daisy, you know I'm single just like you? Turn around and walk away.
She's like, I got to go listen to your CD in the car. That's amazing. Well, thank you, Daisy. That's very nice.
You're welcome.
You're not half bad.
Have you had any interesting heckling stories?
Of course we have. We had a lot of heckling stories.
How do you handle a heckler? Like, you're performing. I'm like, you suck.
Depends how heavy they are, Daisy. So stupid. Anyway, I got in trouble once for that. I'll tell you a good story. I'll tell you the worst. There's two of them. One of them, it stands out. And this is when I was like 2 years in. And I was doing an Elks Club. They just got back from freshly killing 10 deer. You know, and they want the show. And no one's completed the show in 3 years. No one. Not a single comic. They said, you want the show? I said, yeah. Because I'm so eager. I said, I got this. Mm-hmm. One of me and my friend go. He goes up first. He was a black individual. He was, because I don't think I seen him after the show. He was black. They were so mean to him. He gets off. Oh, and might I add, they had no PA. We did it through a megahorn, one of those blowhorn things, megaphones, a megaphone.
Really?
Yes, yeah, so you can't see my face.
Oh, my gosh.
All you see is, never heard the warden. And then they start whipping biscuits. They're whipping biscuits. And what did I know 2 years
ago? Were they throwing it at you?
They were whipping. As soon as the first one whipped, I said, you guys have been great.
Oh,
I walk off.
God.
Guess what happens? The guy pays me $200 right up front. He says, you are the best. Are you available next year? Swear to God.
No.
Hand to God. Yeah, and I said, no. Well, I'm not available next year.
I'm
going to Canada. Lou told me to.
Now, what would you recommend? Let's say, like, people are always saying, like, I can be a comedian.
They're
like,
saying what, you, or are they saying
that
they
I can be?
Be?
No, that I can be a comedian. Like, what would you recommend for someone like me?
Like you, Daisy.
Yeah, me, Daisy Duke. I want to be a comedian, so what do I need to do?
I think you would have stick to acting.
What? I think I'm funny.
Well, that's the first start.
She'd
actually
make a beautiful actress.
You know what the first start? She'd make a beautiful anything.
She would. Yeah. She is a...
Guys.
Folks, I wish you could see Daisy.
My wife doesn't know this channel. So,
I can describe her to you if you want.
No.
But, you know, I don't want to...
Please, Lou. Lou, please.
This is about Adam.
No, it's about you now. Let's
No.
Why would you describe her?
Oh. No.
Folks around the world, I have a young lady sitting at our table right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Folks around
I'm going to take
world,
my shoe off, Lou.
Oh, don't do that.
Shut
probably,
up.
Lou likes feet. Lou's
oh
in the feet.
Oh, my God. He got tough. I love it. It's sexy.
Look, Lou's trying to get out something.
I have a young lady sitting next to me. She is just gorgeous and really delightful and so intelligent and beautiful. And I'm so impressed with her. And she comes from the right family. You can see she was raised properly.
Thank you, Lou. So now, really, how can I be funny?
Right.
If I want to be a stand-up comedian, what
so
do I have
Adam,
to do?
I told Adam, I said, she's your age, Adam. You take her out.
I tell you. You're all right.
Yeah,
all
his right. wife would like.
My wife and mine. You know, listen, I'm going on a date with Daisy. It's just for the show.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just for show.
Well, we'll tell your wife. She wouldn't mind after she sees Daisy.
You know what?
She's going to say, go ahead. Go for it.
I've did this thing. You know, I've been married so long, she doesn't care. Trust me. She doesn't
well,
care.
A lot of wives do that, you know.
She's as long as I don't come home.
Just put the money in the box.
Exactly.
Oh,
she'll bring
wow.
home the bacon. Now, my son says that. Bring home the bacon because that's all she says.
How old is your son?
He's going to be 4 in September.
Now, does he laugh at your jokes?
He loves me. He thinks I'm the best.
No, I know he loves you.
No, no.
You,
he thinks I'm the funniest.
Actually...
Absolutely. You going to make people laugh tonight, Daddy? Good. Yeah.
Aww.
Of course.
Your biggest fan.
Yeah, for now. We till it gets older. That always changes.
For now.
But yeah, how do you become a comedian? I think it was the... Yeah. How do you become... Well, like, first, you got to think you're funny,
your
like you said.
What's your advice like for someone who wants to try this like for the first time? Do you suggest
Easy.
They go to amateur
Is
night?
There
like,
what would you... Is there a school for comedians?
Well, yes. You know, you know who I suggest? Bobby Gonzo, first off,
oh,
number
Gonzo,
one.
We know him.
You know Bobby Gonzo.
Yes.
He's attached to it.
Fantastic
he
teacher.
He has one of our shows here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
he was the first guy I met doing comedy. I do have to say, take a class his. But before
but
even
really
doing that.
You can't teach funny. I mean, you have to.
Well, you can teach funny. You could teach people who have no skill to get better.
Okay.
Bobby has that talent of doing that. But first thing is, you think you're funny. That's a good start. You want it. The desire is there to get up on stage. Of course, you're going to open up mic. Here's the mistake a lot of people make.
Okay.
I got to write 10 minutes of material. 10 minutes, my first time. Write 1 minute of funny. That's it.
1 minute of funny.
You can write 10 minutes and do your lecture all day.
Okay.
But do 1 minute of funny. That's hard to do.
I want to try it.
1 minute. If you got one joke, I suggest you do that.
I've got
one
lots of jokes about my
joke.
Family.
Well, you know what? Start out. Do 1 minute. Do one bit on your family. 1 minute. I'll be there. We'll be there, Lou. Right? We'll go there. Watch her.
I've been doing all the listening so far. I mean, that sounds wonderful to me.
You know what, Lou? We're going to go.
You're... You're not only a comedian, you're a philosopher.
I guess. I don't know what I'm philosophizing.
Philosophizing. Where did I hear that from?
I just said it.
No, I heard that somewhere.
No.
But
you know, I noticed you strut the guitar. You do a lot of that playing?
I love guitar.
And you
I
know
stopped
what?
For a long time, though.
You're going to do a number for us?
Not yet.
We're going, actually,
is it break
we're going to, yeah, we're going to go to a break.
Oh, good.
We're going to talk about our wonderful sponsors. And when
Let's
we come back, you are going to... Will you pretty please play some musical parodies?
I'll play maybe 1, 2, 3, 10, 11.
Awesome.
11's a good round number.
Awesome.
You divide that.
So let's talk about our wonderful sponsors, shall we, Lou?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Garuto's Pork and Pasta Store. Where are they? 108 Franklin Avenue in Nutley. For more than 80 years, Lou.
Yes, I know.
And spanning four
I've
generations.
Been going
there 80 years. Garuto's Pork and Pasta Shop has been providing New Jersey with the best in homemade pastas and meats.
Without any fillers, by the way.
No fillers.
Did you know that?
Serve your family the most delicious ravioli manicotti.
Yeah, they do have.
Garuto's Pork and Pasta Store. 108 Franklin Avenue,
place.
Nutley, New Jersey. And if you want to call them, the phone number is 973-667-7606.
Wow. They have the best sausage around.
Sausage.
The best. They've been around a long time.
And you know who else I want to mention? I want to mention your cousins again, the A. Ciccolini brothers.
Oh, Ciccolini, yes.
Yeah, how do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce Ciccolini?
Ciccolini.
Just like
just
how
like
I did?
Ciccolini, right.
The A. Ciccolini brothers, I feel like I want to do this. 537 Franklin Avenue in Nutley, New Jersey.
They do a lot of sponsorship for a lot of goodwill for a lot of children.
They are wonderful.
Very nice.
Into that.
And they are, they serve the Nutley area, Caldwell, Fairfield, Bloomfield, Belleville, Clifton, Little Falls.
Oh, they've been around a long time.
Around a long time. Again,
a
the Ciccolini brothers.
80 years.
Visit them online as well, ciccolinionline.com, 537 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey. And their phone number is 973-661-2100. Now we're back with Adam.
Oh, my God, I'm back. I'm glad.
Adam.
I almost missed it.
With all the sponsors, they're great, but I'd rather hear Adam.
Because I wasn't sitting.
I want to laugh a little bit.
Okay, Adam.
I just ran back. I thought I missed a cue.
I want to laugh.
I wasn't sitting here the whole time.
Okay, Adam, the floor is yours.
The
gee,
floor?
I hope you follow us, folks.
I can't follow that. Are you crazy? All right, well, listen.
You know, my good friends in Italy, They're listening right now.
Really?
We had Sicily, and we got Rome.
Do they know who Jimi Hendrix is?
No, I hope they understand. Fark.
Fark. Fark. What's a fark? I'm sorry. I don't know what fark is.
That's a
okay, let's hear some of your stuff.
Fark, I thought
I want to laugh.
I get it, Farsi.
No? Oh, my cuisine is out there.
Did they know who Jimi Hendrix is over in Italy? They know, remember him?
Everyone knows who Jimi Hendrix is.
Lou looks like he doesn't know who he is.
No, I know who Frank Sinatra is.
Lou, he's like, Jimi Hendrix got
back in the day, he was in the haze himself. No.
Yeah, Purple Haze, exactly. Yeah. And that's the one. How'd you know that?
Come on,
do you remember that?
I know Hendrix.
Anyway, this song's based on my gigantic stomach and my will to eat and not stop. I tried to have abs once, Lou. Once I had them. I don't know where they went. They're gone completely. I don't know what to do. It's gross. If I took my shirt, you'd throw up. I'm not kidding you. You would. No, you would. But I'm not gonna do it because this is. We censor that.
You're exaggerating. You look
it's
fine.
It's disgusting. No.
Stop
Daisy.
It. Okay, do your song.
Daisy. This is the setup. This is
okay.
The setup.
Put your shirt up. No, I'm kidding.
Look how
I'm
she's
kidding.
Like. She's editing my. She already knows what's comedy. She's editing me already. She's like, it's going too long. Don't you edit that? Okay. But anyway, this song's about fast food. Me and being fat and
the
not stopping.
The world didn't discover this guy yet. Wait till they see who this is about.
Glazed all in my mind. I'm hungry almost all the time. Can't stop eating, and I don't know why. Excuse me while I check my BMI. That's where you laugh, guys. That's where you laugh. Mayonnaise all around, yeah. I'm so fat, my balls hit the ground. Look at my breasts, I got manatees. And the gout and a little diabetes.
Oh,
oh no. Oh, help me. What's that smell? I think it's Taco Bell. Yeah.
Yay. More.
More. More. I'm yes. done. I can't breathe after that. I need an ambulance. I'm so out
more.
Of
work.
Yes.
That's a song.
That's the name of it, More. I need More.
No.
Yeah,
More, the greatest love I ever
I got you something here. Do you remember, who remembers Harry Chapin? You remember Harry Chapin?
Of course.
Remember the Cats in the Cradle? The Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon. Isn't that the best, it's the most feeling. And halfway through, you want to kill yourself because it's so emotional. Like, that song is the most, right? You go, Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon, Little Boy Blue and the Man in the Moon. When you're coming home, Daddy, no, no way. We'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. Sorry, guys.
Are you okay?
Every time I hear that, I want to call my dad, but he never picks up. He's a dick. So I was thinking that guy wrote nothing but depressing. He had no friends. Wrote depressing. What would he write about with that same melody? What do you write about today?
You're laughing already.
Cancer and AIDS and terrorist attacks. Envelopes filled with deadly anthrax. What's the point of living? We're all gonna die. Mushroom cloud in the sky. ISIS says we're gonna die.
Oh, God,
like I had,
ISIS,
he had no friends.
Wow.
I had no friends at all. I wonder what he said. You know what? There's that one guy that was codependent. That one guy. He said, come on, let's go have a beer. Cirrhosis of the liver. With pus, you're drinking and driving the kids on a bus. Body's shooting about, all life is impaled. Now you're going to jail, man. Nice. Baba's gonna own your tail.
Wow, that was spectacular.
It was something.
It really was spectacular. You know, I'm so impressed
something.
With your talent. I wish the audience could really see what we saw here.
The sweat and the fat.
The sweat.
Yeah.
No, stop with the
TV.
Fat.
Do you have double chin TV? Because that would be great. We could fit on that. It's extra wide.
Of course.
Yeah.
If we had TV, we'd see Daisy, too. You know, that's
oh, no.
That
was, yeah, I have the HD, huge dumper.
Adam,
that's
say hello to the folks.
Hello, folks.
At least you get the L in there.
Yeah, folks. Hello, folks. Because that'd be a different word, Lou. That'd be a different word.
Don't say the different word.
I like how he alludes to bad words. I like that. Alludes.
Yes.
Alludes. That's you, Lou.
Alludes.
Alludes. Alludes.
Yeah. How come you're so funny?
I don't know. This is the first time I've heard this. I was born
that. Didn't ask you if you went to school. He said no.
Yeah, I don't know. What school?
What were your favorite comedians that you look up to?
Oh, my God. Okay. I could start off. I was a fan of Steve Martin day one. day one, Steve Martin. My mom, I remember she got me the tape. What's that you're whispering?
He just passed away, right?
No, that's
no,
Robin
that's
Williams.
Robin Williams.
Oh, Robin Williams.
But that's good, Lou. You're right on top of topics and the current events. But
Steve Martin is alive and well.
Oh, Steve Martin. Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, yes.
Oh, God, I hope not. Let's not. All right. But Steve Martin. Steve Martin. Really big, I would say, because he's silly and stupid, and that's what we're losing a lot of that in comedy. Everyone's cerebral, which is there is a place for. There's a place for all comedy, you know, the blue comedy, the cerebral, and the slapstick. Right. But a lot of people look down on the
Might
slapstick.
Ask you if you knew Ron Carey.
I don't know Ron Carey.
Oh, okay.
Or Drew Carey.
Tony Miller show.
Or Jim Carrey.
Tony Miller.
Yeah, you know Jim Carrey.
No, I don't know him.
I know of him. Oh. The comedian.
Yes.
I asked you that for a reason, because he was my cousin.
Everyone's your cousin, Lou. Yeah. I've been figuring that out.
His name was the same.
You got people, cousins selling stuff.
Well,
you got cousins.
The comedian is my cousin.
God, there's a lot of happy people when, you know, cousins, they made a lot of your family.
Well, yeah, we have incest in our family.
I can't say cursing, but that's okay.
That's a PG show.
Lou, you shocked me here. I got to have a sip of water.
I almost fell off my chair.
I'm just comedic.
Just with everything with the NSA now, I got to go.
Oh my gosh.
So,
okay. I'm sorry. I should never said that.
Well, Lou,
too late. It's out there.
You know, honesty is good.
Ring a bell.
Honesty is always a good policy, Lou.
I'm just trying to set the stage.
Yeah, let's go to our sponsors after that. Let's go to the ice cream truck after that one. And our sponsors are the kids' ice cream truck. The
Ladies
family owns ice
wish
cream.
I were here personally. I wish you were here to see this gentleman.
Oh, gosh.
I have never seen
cheekbones
a comedy act like
here.
This in my life.
Okay, I think we turned that into gold. Okay, next.
No.
Listen, people, I just have to say something because I was told to.
Wait, no. Before I forget.
What happened?
Wait. Before I forget.
Wait a minute, but I have two people directing me. I'm getting
sorry.
Confused.
I'm sorry. If someone wants to get in touch with you, do you have a website?
Are you talking about you, Daisy? Because you have my number. Right?
I got your number, you baby. Number. Don't right. you worry
it's
about
a secret
it.
Secret low here. I detect it.
Yeah, she's like, why don't you call me more? I'm like,
call me.
She knows you got a wife.
She, you know what? She checked a lot.
Sorry,
about,
who?
She checked in a lot for the show. Are you still coming? Are you still coming? Are you still coming? Because I'm outside your house right now.
What's his wife's name?
I was
name?
Stalking him.
She's like, you can reach me at daisy@stalker.com. I'll be here. No, actually be with you. You just won't know it. You got leaves in your hair. Okay. Anyway, what was the question?
Can we have your website if we want to
Adam Kerr.
You two also, people out there want to stalk
You're
him.
You're an awesome performer, man.
I must be on today.
I can't see how you can't.
AdamKerr.com.
You know how? Because I'm lazy. I'm lazy.
No, you're
like
not.
You should be at the top.
Well, you tell somebody. Get me a manager. I'm out. And then I'll go. I'll be the top. I don't know what the top is. What's the top? I don't know
I'm
the
not.
Top.
Not. No.
Oh, what was your question?
No.
Oh, AdamKerr.com.
It's a PG show.
What did I say? I didn't say anything.
What you said and what I thought.
But Pat, I got to be honest with you. Hey, Lou. I didn't allude again to anything. Pat's laughing. I have no idea what just happened. I gotta be Scott's
okay,
on it.
I'll
Scott,
tell you. I'll
Scott.
Tell. No,
are you like this every single day?
You mean like coffee?
Like, did you drink a lot of coffee?
I'm just getting started, Lou. I'm just getting started. They call me Red Bull. I don't know why. It has nothing to do with the energy. I don't. It's about college. He was in college. Anyway,
tell me a little bit about your diet, please.
My diet? Burger
diet?
King.
Mine or yours?
I've
Burger
seen
King.
Enough.
Burger King. Do you know my diet's Burger King? They're moving to Canada, Lou. I'm very upset.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. The taxes. You know, am I the only one that reads? I'm the laziest one here.
First of all, every night I have a date with what's his name again? Oh my God, I drew a blank from CNN.
Okay.
Anderson Cooper.
Oh, good. That's better than what Lou was dating, according to his family.
So I know what's going on in the world, but they never talked about Burger King. So
yeah, Burger King.
Oh yeah, no. Burger King is moving to Canada.
They're gonna buy that donut place.
Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're moving
really?
To Canada.
Yep.
You don't say, eh?
Yeah, well, it's the Tom Norton or Tim Norton, the Something donut. Like that, yeah. So anyway,
well, that's
boring.
Depressing. No, who cares?
For tax purposes.
Tax purposes.
But listen, that's on a serious
Wait.
Note.
But what did he laugh about? What did he? What did I say?
I'm gonna have to tell you later.
Oh, okay, because we don't
worry. We're on live. And
I'm sorry.
Did
am
you
I interrupting?
Prepare to come here tonight?
Who are you? I don't know. Is that
he had no script.
I really just
had me on the floor.
I just wanted to come to a place that had a sailfish as decoration.
Yes,
it's the only thing I was really asking for. If you have a stuffed fish on the wall, I'm there. That you don't even think pay me.
Oh my gosh, Adam, you are hilarious.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah. But we have to. I have to cut you short, Lou.
Yes, baby.
And
wow.
Adam,
listen.
I got
yes, sweetheart.
sexual tension.
Okay.
He is crazy.
Yes.
Between
it's
Daisy and Lewis. Daisy and Lewis just
we have to talk
up.
About our sponsors.
It's true love. You know that.
I don't know. It better be in the movie.
Wait,
Ghost.
What did you say about sexual? No.
the clay scene. That's what I feel coming.
Wait, did you say something about bisexual?
I said, no, I didn't say anything about bisexual.
You're from the point.
I said sexual.
We'll look at that.
Speaking of sexual, okay. Let's talk
I'll
about our
that.
One of our sponsors, Garuda's Pork and Pasta Store.
Now that's sexual.
Listen.
Lou's getting saucy.
Oh, my goodness. All I know is that Garuda is famous for their delicious Italian sausages. Whether it be pork, turkey, chicken, or veal, there is no better place in New Jersey to find the freshest and tastiest sausage.
And that sold it.
Come down to 108 Franklin Avenue in Nutley, New Jersey. Or you can call them 973-667-7667.
They have a tremendously healthy
pork and pasta
product.
Store.
There's no question about it.
Absolutely.
They've been around a long time.
And you know what? If are you in need of a car? Like, by any chance? How about you, Adam?
Do you need a car? I need a road car.
I suggest you come down to Lynn's Hyundai, located at 401 Bloomfield Avenue in Bloomfield, New Jersey. What?
Joe Cassese is the man.
Joe Cassese, yes. Ask for Joe Cassese.
Is he your cousin?
No.
They have an amazing service department. They are amazing, and they have everything that you can possibly want in a vehicle with outstanding prices. Come down to 401 Bloomfield Avenue in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Lynn's Hyundai. And who are we asking for again?
Joe Cassese.
Joe Cassese.
Yeah.
One more time. Joe Cassese. Let's make a song about it.
I'm surprised you didn't meet him.
Joe Cassese.
I am so.
I'm going to meet him on Friday.
Joe Cassese over at the
Lynn's Hyundai.
Joe Cassese. He is so messy. No.
Whoa, again. Wow.
I read the wrong words.
You can see him at 401 Bloomfield Avenue.
He's Italian.
New Jersey.
You should see the trunk space with the Italian cars. That's a mob joke.
Okay, yes, we got that.
Lou looked at me like, I don't understand.
And he has Hyundais. He has Subarus.
What else do they have?
They have cars. They're so reasonable. Their prices are ridiculous.
I'm going to come down to Lynn's Hyundai, and I'm going to ask for Joe Cassese. I need a car.
Should ask for Joe.
I told you, I bought 7 cars from them. That's the truth.
He drove the Tuesday today.
He drove the Tuesday car?
Yeah, it's Wednesday, but he drove the Tuesday.
But none of them work. That's why I paid for it.
Just a Tuesday works. That's nice. That's a nice selling point there, Lou.
Come on, Lou. What's wrong with you?
I bought 7 cars. It took till the 7th till it worked.
No, you know who they sponsor also? New York Giants.
Dude, oh, that's nice.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if I could get some tickets.
Uh-oh. She's looking for another boyfriend.
I'll try. Yeah. We'll try.
What do you mean another boyfriend? I don't even have a boyfriend.
Friday. Well,
okay.
Friday.
I'm working on it.
You're working on it. Gotcha.
I'm working on it.
Gotcha.
Oh, wait. You're taken. Ah, you got that.
Yeah. Doesn't mean that, you know, you can't ruin a household. Doesn't mean that.
Lou's getting jealous. You're my only boo.
Already.
Lou is holding his breast right now. I do have to point that out.
He's grabbing himself, people. You can't see it, but I can.
Wow, it's going in a bad direction again. All right, let's... Well, look, the water's delicious. Are you sponsored by them? Water. We love it.
If you're interested in following Adam Kerr, we want to talk.
Adam.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, Adam.
I'm Amish now?
I said Aiden.
You know, I was in Amish country once. I had a friendly. That's
I'm
how they
so
know.
Sorry.
They go Adam, part of the four. Adam.
Wait.
Adam.
Sorry. I meant Adam Kerr. Adam.
That's
kind of
Freudian.
What does that mean?
I don't want to get there, but
Adam.
If you figure it out, it's Freudian.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, let's just get.
Yep. I'm
so sorry, Adam Kerr. Your handle is Kerr Medium at
Kerr Medium, not medium.
Kerr
medium. I'm not
like
talking
a psychic?
To the dead.
Okay, what is it? Kerr Medium?
Kerr Medium, like
K-E-R-R M E D I A N.
Right.
For Facebook, medium. Twitter, and YouTube.
You got it.
So not Adam.
Not Adam, and not a medium. Not Adam Medium.
So, Adam.
If anything, I'm a large, but.
What?
Not like that. See? Lou, I have to switch seats.
So you open that door right
I didn't. There's no doors. You turned the knob that shouldn't have been touched. I don't know if it's.
Now we're talking knobs.
And brought to you by water. This is
water. Agua.
H2O. Lou's like, I shouldn't have.
I don't know, Lou. I don't know what happened here. Okay.
Whoa.
Oh. Whoa. Lou, you wanted to mention a special guest coming up.
Oh, yes. Christina Fontanelli. Everyone knows who Christina Fontanelli is, I'm sure of that. She's been on our show many times.
Is she your cousin?
She's, you know, the annual Christmas show she has. This is year 11 in a row in New York City. And the show is really a powerful Christmas show. I've been there. I saw the show. It's so beautiful. It's so colorful and so well rehearsed. And it's this year it's at New York University, Greenwich Village, Washington Square Park. It's on St. Nicholas Day that day. And they're honoring, they're going to support the Toys for Tots and Boys Town of Italy. And the price, I think, is going to be around $45 a ticket. But that will confirm later on. But folks, look into that. You'll really enjoy that show. It grew so much. Last year we had over 1,000 people there.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, Adam, thank you for stopping by.
Oh.
Or should I call you Adam?
It's
yes.
over already. I'm
yeah,
so
we
sad.
Have to wrap it up. Time went by so quickly. It was so much fun. Adam, thank you so much.
Adam Carr.
Adam Carr.
Yes,
I'm sorry. You can mess up my name if you want to.
How do you mess up Daisy?
You can't.
Daisy. No, Adam Kerr, for those who know how to speak and spell, adamkerr.com and then Kermedian, whatever. Come check me out. And you guys have been great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming
Daisy.
On.
You're terrific. You're terrific.
And we are going to end the show with one of Lou's songs, I'll Be Seeing You. And we'll be seeing you guys soon, too.
I dedicated to Adam.
Aww.
Oh, I thought you were going to say me because you're looking at me.
Dedicated to Adam.
Lou and I got a thing.
Bye, everyone. Good night.
See you. Thank you.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. And I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer day, and everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. I'll be seeing you. In every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. Yeah, I will dig you in the early bright, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. I'll be looking, but I'll be seeing you.
Thanks for joining us. The Greater Jersey Buzz is about you. So take part in the conversation on our Facebook page and also email us your comments and suggestions to thegreaterjerseybuzz@gmail.com. Till next time.
I'm Randy Lupo, host of the Randy Lupo Show on Broadband Box Office. Wait, is that a tongue twister or an alliteration? Come meet my favorite people, comedians, actors, writers, spiritual people, and everyone in between. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
the Mark Dacey Show, filled with gifts, fun, and surprises, and $20,000 in cash for every viewer. Well, maybe not. But we do talk about stuff and things that you might want to think about after, before, and during the show. It's engaging, at least. So come by, won't you? We're here at Facebook, on iTunes. We broadcast from VK Media right here on the East Coast, and we're part of BroadbandBoxOffice.com. Check us out. Come by. Like us. Do what you can. Spend some time. Take some time off. Sit down. Have a viewing. It's happening. It's now. It's controversial. Or maybe not. But we could use a couple of more viewers. Maybe starting with you. Won't you?
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Prostowski. I invite you to watch Courageous Doctors, an exciting new show on Broadband Box Office about how healthcare is affecting you today.
Hi, my name is Tom Ragu of the Tom Ragu Sit Down Comedy Show. You can listen to us at the Broadband Box Office. And for more information, please visit www.tomragu.com/podcast.
Hi, everybody. How are you? I'm Bob Gonzo of the Bob Gonzo Show. And I'm here to introduce the Bob Gonzo Show to you. Watch the Bob Gonzo Show on ComedyMondays.com and iTunes. Once again, ComedyMondays.com and iTunes. Watch it live or you can watch it on the archives, which means you can watch it forever. Bob Gonzo is the greatest show on the internet right now. It's the funniest, it's the sweetest, it's endearing. We have stand-up comics, we have bands, we have actors, we have people in the fashion industry. We have everything you need. So once again, the Bob Gonzo Show, the greatest show in the world. And if you watch it, you will become a better and happier and sweeter person. You. Watch the Bob Gonzo Show, everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you.